And we do have a new correspondent. We've been missing out on what's in Tumby Bay for a while, but Amy from Tumby Bay Council joins us. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. How are you going?
I am very well, thank you. I understand there's some news with the Colour Tumby artists.
That's right. The Colour Tumby Street Art Festival has announced its first artist for the lineup for this year, and it's a Port Lincoln local, so they're excited to be welcoming Ashton Filmer into the 2021 lineup. So there's going to be some more announcements coming up. If you can keep an eye on the Colour Tumby Street Art Festival Facebook page, you'll see some more. And there's also a YouTube video up there about Ashton's story. So we're pretty excited about having him in Tumby.
I'll tell you what else is exciting, going around and having a chat to some of the locals. The Pioneer Tower.
It is. It's been there for a while now, and the locals have been excited about officially opening and celebrating that tower being there. And that is going to kick off the At the Bay Festival on Friday, March 5th in the afternoon. And we'll be getting some information out to everyone soon about that.
And At the Bay will go off, won't it?
Oh, absolutely. We've got such a buzz happening about that festival. We're very excited. We've got a few additions to the program just recently. We've got an installation on Tumby Bay foreshore by a climbing tree nature playground, so that'll be pretty cool. And another fringe show. We're partnering with the Adelaide Fringe this year to bring a few music shows, but we've also got an art installation by a lady called Bianca, and this show is called Sugar Sweet, and her pieces are going to be dotted along the Tumby Trail for people to find and explore.
What better reason to get out to At the Bay? And I also understand that, I did mention this, the stormwater system and the Bratton Bridge upgrade are complete.
That's right. Earlier this week, the Tumby Bay District Council, and we had Mark Coulton MP, Peter Treloar MP, and Federal Member Rowan Ramsey, along with our Mayor Sam Telfer, all were involved in the opening of these two projects, and both of those highlighted the significance of three tiers of government working together on major projects. The bridge was particularly exciting. We had Ungara Primary School students out there to help cut the ribbon, and that was a $1 million project that's going to increase the load capacity of trucks and other vehicles involved in agriculture up there. So that just opens up that highway for the agriculture sector, so it's very exciting.
What is the time frame while we're on infrastructure for the Mangrove Boardwalk rebuild?
The Mangrove Boardwalk rebuild has just started, and we're looking at about 2 months. So locals are really excited to see that getting going, and it's a very popular spot for people to go on their walking trails and biking and walking and enjoying beautiful sunsets that we have here.
And we will finish up with the Yallander Flat Show Society AGM. That's going ahead.
Yes, Yallander Flat Show is an incredible event and very loved by locals around the EP. And sadly, it was one of those events that had to be cancelled last year because of COVID. So I would guess that the organisers are just very excited to get that reinvigorated. And they are having an AGM on Feb 2nd at the Yallander Flat Hall at 7:30. So there's some flyers going around on Facebook about that. And I would guess that if there is anyone who's excited about that event and want to lend a hand, share some ideas, then I'd love to see some people there and getting involved.
Certainly get involved in that. Amy from Tumby Bay Council, thanks so much for joining us as the new Tumby Bay correspondent. We'll chat to you in about a month's time.
No worries. Thanks, Keith.